welcome to Walnut Grovecast. I am your host, Mark, and I'm speaking to the two Christophers. We just lost one of them, though. Hi, Chris Cooling, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. We did lose Christopher Hassler somehow, and I think he'll pop back in eventually.
Open a channel.
Yeah, that's so weird. Like, what's going on here? He's just... All right. So, anyway, we're going to be reviewing Season 4, Episode 11, which is entitled Meet Me at the Fair. And...
Which I picked.
Yeah, it's your first choice for a Walnut Grovecast.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's totally fine, man. Is everything all right?
Yeah, that was my fault.
It's all right. So, we covered what episode that we're doing, and... the name and that Chris chose it. So, how are you guys? How's everything?
Doing great.
All right, now that I'm back. Hello.
A timely episode.
Yes, a very timely episode because we had this balloon accident.
What happened? I didn't realize people died in that thing.
It was 16, I think.
That was insane.
Now, I had tickets to go on a hot air balloon. in a week from today, I think is a week. No, not a week from today.
My goodness.
About a week from today. Next Tuesday, we had tickets. And my wife just said, "There's no way I'm going up there. There's no way."
Wow.
So what
happened? I just want to point out also that it was only $1 to go up on the hot air balloon in this episode.
That's right.
It's over $200 per person. It's expensive.
It is not. So what do? Do you go for a ride somewhere?
Yeah, you have like a whole tour, and it's like a two-hour thing.
Okay, because on this episode, it looked like they were just going straight up, and they're still kind of tethered.
And you get like, you know, I think there was like a bottle of wine that comes with it. And...
Oh, yeah. It's a little production.
Yeah.
It's sort of like going for wine tasting or something like that. I mean, you have a little event.
And I didn't really have too much of an interest, but we thought Ramiel would like it, and I'm sure he would, and but not anymore.
How many people do you fit in that thing?
It's pretty big. You could fit 8 people, 10 people, maybe even more.
Well, at least 16, because there were 16 people on board,
and they died.
They all died?
They all died. It was the deadliest balloon accident in the Western Hemisphere in history.
So there's worse outside of the Western Hemisphere.
Possibly.
That's what you're saying.
That Eastern Hemisphere, I'm telling you.
Jeez, that is awful.
I did not realize, so many people actually died. I thought maybe the balloon...
Well, he was drunk.
Did he hit power lines or something? Or
was he drunk?
The pilot was drunk, yes.
How did they know that, though?
Wow.
That's a good question. And
I guess he didn't burn up. I guess he, I guess when the bodies crashed... Jeez, that's terrible.
He had prior drunken driving and drug convictions, so he would not have gotten a regular pilot's license. That's one of the key issues they're talking about with this, is the licensing of these pilots.
I understand, flying an airplane, very difficult. Piloting a boat, probably difficult.
Yeah,
a balloon,
I've done that.
I don't know. What do you have to do to... be a pilot for a balloon. You just press the button so it goes up.
Any idiot can ride a boat.
It's like a
go-kart that doesn't really turn fast.
I think there's probably some skill involved in knowing how the air currents work.
Oh, really? Because I've done it, and I was fine.
The balloon?
Yes, the balloon.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm talking about the boat.
I mean, there's people in other countries that can do it without instrumentation, and they can read the hills and know how to catch air currents and things like that.
But, there's a podcast that Chris Cooling and I listen to called No Agenda, and which is a great podcast, by the way. Wouldn't you agree? And Adam Curry is one of the hosts of that, and he's a pilot. And he was talking at length about this. And he said they, will drop down to about 30 feet, and they just pick up a different current, and they're going one way or they're going another way. And these guys are very skilled at what they do. I guess there's a feel to it as well.
Okay, so along with gliding, I'm not going to go up in a balloon either.
Well, they weren't too happy when I called up and said, well, I'm not paying for it.
Didn't they take a deposit already?
Yeah, but I got it back.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I've ever lost a deposit.
Ouch.
You just have to know how to talk to these people. You threaten. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, so let's get into the episode.
Yeah.
So beyond the one thing, first point I want to raise, beyond a shadow of a doubt, this episode of Little House, Meet Me at the Fair, mm-hmm. confirms once and for all that nobody loves Carrie, okay?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
find her to be, yeah. she's...
Even the dog abandons her.
And Laura,
I thought that
and
was awesome.
Let's talk about that. But I have a synopsis, so real quick, I got to just run through what this episode is all about.
All right.
So it's season four, and after all the drama of little girls drowning, which we talked about last time, family drama, the form of handsome Carpenter showing interest in Caroline, the kids being attacked by wolves, Jesse James showing up in Walnut Grove, and the Garveys almost divorcing, everybody decides to take a day off and go to the county fair. So we have boy next door, Patrick, who takes a shine to Mary, and it is obvious to everyone that that is what's going on. The Ingalls and the Olsons are both there, and they quickly get involved in their own stories, while the Mary and Patrick County Fair romance hits a snag in the form of flamboyant balloonist Cass McCrae, who also happens to be Patrick's boss, who keeps him busy while he's off keeping Mary busy. Fun times are had by the other characters in the form of a jackass rodeo, pickle judging, carnival games, and so forth. After a little rivalry between Cass and Patrick, which includes giving Mary a ride in his balloon, a dejected, jealous Patrick decides to rid Cass of his balloon and cuts the mooring ropes, letting it go into the sky. But unknown to everyone, Carrie had wandered off and fell asleep in the balloon basket. In probably the most excitement the county fair has ever seen in years, everyone, including the fire department, races after the balloon to save Carrie, which includes Patrick, who ends up dangling from the rope. After being told off by Mary, Cass is left alone with his balloon, and everybody goes home as credits roll.
All right, that's a pretty fair synopsis.
I was wondering, where is this fair? I mean, it's not Walnut Grove.
Mankato.
Well,
I thought Mankato was very far away.
No, it is in Mankato.
Okay.
Is it Mankato? Somewhere.
So I looked this up, and they were actually at the county fair, which is the county that Walnut Grove is in. Mankato is actually not in the county that Walnut Grove is in. Actually, I had this all up on my screen earlier. But if you notice, a couple of times in the episode, it actually has a banner that shows you or tells you where the fair is being held, and it's Redwood Falls, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't know why I'm thinking that it was Mankato. I think I use Plex, and I think Plex told me that it's Mankato.
That's in the synopsis in a lot of places, but Mankato is really far compared
to... That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, that's further away than Sleepy Eye. So okay. Redwood Falls is about 30 miles or so straight away from Walnut Grove, which is still, it's not a minor trip. That's probably an overnighter. It wasn't depicted that way, but it wasn't like it was the town next over.
Also, Jonathan and his wife didn't show up at this.
No, it was only the core characters of the Ingalls family, the Olsons, and you had the two boys that were vying for Mary's affection. So there really wasn't a lot of time for any additional characters to be fit in there.
Oh, there was time.
Had we seen Patrick before this? Because I don't remember him.
We had not. We had not.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
She was seeing John Jr. before.
Right, I remember
and
that.
And there was that was earlier in the same season, I believe. And
she gets around quite a bit.
Number of boys showed interest in Mary.
She is so fickle in this episode.
She's so strange, and it's like the way she just abandons this poor kid.
Can we?
She has a balloon.
Yeah, you want to hear the...
Do we want to intro Patrick Loser, as I kept calling him? Because he's such a down-on-his-luck sad sack throughout this entire episode. On the one hand, I understand why Mary's, like, ditching him in every opportunity.
Yeah.
Why she goes with this skeevy guy, we'll get into in a second. But I don't know if you want to just play that opening scene with Patrick.
Here we go.
At 4 o'clock this afternoon, there will be a demonstration of this, the world's most modern piece of firefighting equipment. Remember, 4 o'clock
Mary!
This afternoon.
Mary! Mary!
Patrick!
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Ingalls.
Patrick, what a surprise.
Think it's that much of a surprise, Carolyn? You here with your folks, Patrick?
No, sir. I got me a ride yesterday and camped overnight. I got a job, too, except it's a surprise, so I won't tell you about it, but I already earned $1.73, and you can go on any ride you want to, Mary. Well, that is if your parents give you permission.
Well, I don't think you'll have any trouble getting our permission, Pat.
Well, thank you, sir. I gotta go now. I'll meet you in 15 minutes over at the balloon stand, all right?
All right.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya, Patrick.
See ya. Laura, stop it.
Laura, stop it.
Ma, will you please tell
Ma,
Laura
will you please
Laura.
All right.
Ugh.
See ya.
Annoying.
You know, I did a little bit of investigation about the amount of money that that we're throwing around here. And I found that $1 is equivalent to about $20 of modern money.
So that guy was giving away... I was surprised he was giving away the one where Laura goes to the dunk booth and the guy pays her to sit in the booth.
Yeah, I mean,
and like, he was giving out $1 an hour, and I was like,
that was a lot.
Jesus,
no, $1 an hour, and then it was 5 cents for 3 throws, right? So he would have to sell 20 of them to break even for his talent.
And then Pa was doling out the cash to the kids,
50 cents a piece, which is about $10 each. Well, what did they really?
They were doing all right at this time.
Think about it. Those, like, the candy apples were a dime each. Everything was like a dime, it seemed. And Laura really got conned right away, right?
Did she?
I just kept playing thinking, like, that. Just run. Run.
Hide the pee thing with the shells.
Yeah,
the
if you can't pay, then you cannot play.
That's right. Yeah.
These carny folks are so evil to all of these kids. Like, when Willie goes after to the candy apples. And we should mention that there's a recurring character of a pit pocket.
Yeah, it's like a nice little subplot going on.
Yeah, the comic that, relief.
That gets a payoff at the end. I was like, oh, that's...
I don't know. I thought the carnies in general were all kind of comic relief. Where it's like you were saying about Willie. It's like, all right, boy, just keep it along for the paying customers.
Right. Or the guy when Nels is trying to knock down the dolls, and the guy's like, hey, you gotta hit the dolls!
I love that guy. It's like, sir, excuse me, sir, maybe you don't understand, you have to throw it at the dolls. I loved it.
It should be noted, this episode has what you were speaking of, I think in the last episode, with the sound issues. Like, a lot of this is, like, overdubbed later. Did you notice? Like, a lot of times, words were being said that were not matching up to the lip movements.
There was one where Mary actually repeated herself. I think it was the exact same dub.
When she's going up in the airplane. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Tell Mom I'm going to be a little late, okay?
Yeah, and she said, all right. And it was like, what is she talking about? Now, there was another thing that was an interesting hand gesture from, I don't know what his name was, the hot air balloon guy looks like his name would be Lars. It's almost like he's swatting a fly or something away from her face.
Oh, that's right. I think he was touching her hair. I think that's what it was.
But it was weird because it was so not apparent. It was like such a weird little thing. Strange episode.
I don't know.
Can we introduce our folks to, I think his name is Cass.
Yes.
I was calling him Carney Cad.
All right. Now where? Get your fifth cue?
Hold on, I'm getting there. Yes, Mary gets seduced.
Sir? Excuse me.
Well, if there's something I can do for you, you just name it.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm looking for a boy. He's 16 years old. And, I'd say about this tall.
No. That should be the other way around. You should be the one looking for such a pretty thing as you.
How old is Cass? You think 27?
40? I took 37. It that he was at least 5 years older than them. I mean, he appeared to be in his early 20s to me.
Okay.
Well, I think maybe he is. You see, we were supposed to meet here, and, well, I'm late, and I thought he might have gone to see where I was.
Well, if it was me, I'd have waited.
Was he here?
16, you said.
Uh-huh.
Come up to my shoulder, like, mop of blonde hair, name of Patrick, would it be?
You know him?
Sure, he works here, same as me.
He works for the balloonist?
Oh, that he does. And more's the pity, the way that man has the two of us slaving.
Oh.
But he's a terror, that man. A liar and a braggart. And a devil with the ladies, if you'll excuse the expression. Now, if I were you, as soon as Patrick gets here, I'd go off from this place and never set eyes on it again.
Well, if he's such a terrible man, why do you work for him?
Well, maybe I am stretching it a bit. Like I've never seen him eat babies, as some claim.
Oh, you're teasing me.
Me? Tease such a pretty lass as you. I'd sooner cut my heart out if I hadn't lost it to you already. Oh, but here comes your Patrick now. If you'll excuse me, I have work to do. But do like I said. Run off with Patrick before it's too late.
Oh, my God. It's the laugh you hear right before he kills you. Now, the actor was 31 years old at the time of the filming.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's
creepy.
Not altogether unsurprising.
Yes.
And he, throughout the episode, he talks in this, I don't know, was it Shakespearean? I was thinking Shakespearean. He's like, you know, like he just did here. He's like,
he kept throwing in the little Scottish isms, though. You know, pretty lass, such as yourself.
Yeah. I was like, what are you trying to? This actor is pretty terrible.
I didn't like him.
Patrick is not better, but he's not trying to do something like this.
Well, you know, Cass is exciting in comparison. He controls the hot air balloon, which is pretty much probably the best ride here.
You would think, but they only have like every 2 hours or something. I thought he would be like doing this like every 20 minutes.
I don't think that was really thought through all that well. And he had to be busy with Mary, see, so it wouldn't have worked if they had the balloon going up there.
Yeah, no, I understand. But
in reality, yes, they probably would have had it go up like probably every hour.
This is probably the biggest moneymaker.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, 5 cents for three throws.
How about that feathered hair?
You mean his hat? That hat thing?
Patrick's feathered hair, man. I mean,
Yeah.
Total example of the 1870s.
Yeah, like a nice layered hairstyle from like.
You can tell he just came from Supercuts.
Yeah, exactly.
The Willie Ames look.
Do you want to hear what Pa asks Nell to do? A wild jackass ride.
That was my favorite line in this thing.
Here we are.
Was that you? Got it?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Having any luck?
Well, not very much, I'm afraid.
I'm just going to that wild jackass riding contest. Come on.
Oh, I'd love to. I know Harriet's not going to be over there.
Hey, you ought to enter. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, Charles, I don't know about that.
Come on, give it a try.
Now, another thing is, all right, Nels ends up winning the jackass ride, right?
Don't they split the money? I mean, they did it together.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. Hmm. Yeah, it's $50. A lot of hot air balloon rides.
Charles needs it more than the Olsons do.
Yeah, I would think.
Well, you don't know. I mean, I don't know if the Olsons are exactly doing that well, really. but yeah, you would think they would split the $25 a piece, right? I mean, come on.
I certainly hope so, but Charles was acting like, Nels, you won! You won!
You won! He's like, I did! I won! It's like
I just grabbed the damn jackass and led it through the finish line.
I don't really think they went into the arrangements of the splitting the money or not splitting the money.
No, they didn't. It's just wonder why he's getting all the credit, though.
I think that was just Paw giving Nels, giving him a break because we know he has to put up with a lot. So,
I don't know. I mean, Nels is a pretty highly respected man in Walnut Grove.
Sure.
And so, everybody owes him. He probably just said, put the $25 towards my note.
It should be noted like you say, everybody is getting their stories. Pa and Nels are doing this jackass ride. Ma is currently in possession of Carrie, and she's trying to enter her pickles into a contest against, of course, Harriet's entering there.
Right.
Mary's having her fling with the stud, and Laura is losing her money and then has to get it back. And like we mentioned, she's volunteers for the dunk machine.
Which I think is so funny. I mean, you have the guys who are just nailing it every time. And so they leave and they come back when they see there's a new girl there. So Laura very quick-wittedly convinces Nelly to sit in on the dunking machine.
And the guy running the machine was awfully accommodating for that.
Oh, he doesn't care as long as people line up.
As long as someone's up there, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
And how much did Nelly had to have spent a good 60 cents?
She can afford it.
She can. She does have fancy dolls.
But, the rivalry between Patrick and Cass is the main focus of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you want to play that clip where Patrick becomes more of a loser. Was that 8?
Okay, gotcha.
This is where he tells us his current situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's a bummer, this kid. Yeah. Right, I mean, this kid just shows up and it's like, wah, wah. Oh, Patrick's here.
Mary, would you say yes to something if I was to ask you?
This is not the right clip.
Is it not?
No.
The one that says Patrick loser at 10:22?
Oh, 10:22, I'm sorry. I'm at that's my mistake. I'm screwing everything up. I'm sorry. He's walking up with a wheelbarrow full of rocks. he's all dirty and sweaty. All glum.
I'm sorry I'm late, Mary.
What's the matter?
Well, I lost all my money. I can't take you anywhere. I can't buy you anything. I wanted to.
Pickpockets right behind him.
How?
I don't know. It must have been when I spilled the wood. The barrel hit a rut and the darn thing tipped over. I guess it fell out of my pocket when I was picking the wood up.
He gives up pretty easily, you know?
I didn't catch that. The pickpocket must have taken it.
But you know what? It was loose change. I don't know. I'm thinking that it fell out and he's lost it because he's a loser. Can we hear more?
Hey, don't worry about the money, Patrick. I mean, looking at things can be almost as much fun as buying.
Looking at ice creams and sodas?
Aw, look, I got some money.
I wouldn't let you spend it on me.
Don't be silly. Aw, come on. Let's start looking anyway, huh? Oh, but do you have to stay here?
Well, I have to be here 15 minutes before the next show, but, well, that's not for another hour.
Well, let's go.
Oh, no, you don't. I warned you, my pretty one, and you didn't heed me, so now you'll suffer.
It's only Cass, Mary. He's always playing tricks like that.
Oh, Patrick Ladd. I couldn't help hearing your sad tale, but I'm taking it on myself to make amends. Now, you can earn yourself another quarter by handing these out, but no dumping mine, for I'm on to the ways of you youngsters. Meanwhile, I'll look after your lady for you. Mary, you shall be my guest. For sodas, ice cream, candied apples, rides, whatever your lovely heart desires.
Patrick should have just clocked him right there. Right?
Instead, he's like,
I guess. Okay. He's insisting on it.
Now, what do you say to that?
Well, I don't know.
You go ahead. I'll get it done fast.
You sure?
Of course he is. Now, come along now. See you soon, Patrick.
Remember, I can't...
Oh, jeez. Poor kid. What a dummy. And Patrick really is kind of a loser. You know, like, even the drama that happens at the end of this episode, I mean, it's really his fault.
It is his fault.
Yeah, it is.
He shouldn't be considered, like, this hero or anything. He should be brought up on charges. And thrown into Mankato jail.
And then, that's when Mary, like, starts defending him. And she's like,
right.
Hey, I almost killed your sister, but I'm going to stand up for you.
Makes no sense. So, I don't know if we need to really play the mom's pickles being judged.
No, like that. I was just, again.
Unless you have the clip where what Mrs. Olsen says.
We do have that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's one of my favorite interactions between Harriet and Ma of the series. I think that just embodies everything. It's about the jars, right?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
But I don't know if this is exactly the same scene. I know what you're talking
about.
It's
number three.
Oh, number three.
Yeah. Where they're first standing on line.
Jumping around here a little bit.
Hello. Well, Caroline, nice to see you here. Hello, honey.
Good to see you.
Well, my. What are you entering, dear?
Oh, bread and butter pickles and cauliflower and pearl onions.
Oh, well, my. What a coincidence. I'm entering my cauliflower buds, too, and my pickles in these pastel jars. I believe in pleasing the eye as well as the palate. These jars, aren't they the jars that you had your jellies in last year? I've washed them since.
It is kind of funny. It's like, why couldn't you use jars again? It's like, kind of weird.
That just embodies what she is like.
Yeah.
Everything is about putting on appearances for other people. And
well, in my opinion, the little Harriet's
snide insults.
Harriet's pickles did look nicer.
What were they? There was also cauliflower.
Yeah, pickled cauliflower.
Yes, I've had it.
It's good. I've had it. It's an Italian thing. A Ghirardelli. You've had this.
Pickled cauliflower.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
It's like an antipasto, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're crunchy. They're good. Have you guys ever had a pickled egg?
I was just about to ask you that. Because that's one of the things like I draw a line on.
Yeah, it's a bucket list type of thing, like where I have to try it at least once. But so neither one of you have had it?
I have not.
Oh, I have not.
You know, I have a pickle story. I wanted to make pickles a long time ago, and I got all the ingredients and everything. I got this huge jar, and I mixed it all together, and you're supposed to leave it for like 6 weeks.
Is it that long? I was wondering how long it takes to pickle.
I go back and I look at it, and it's just maggots, right? It's it's the most horrifying, but it's maggots in a huge maybe 3 gallon jar of liquid that is to the tippy top, right?
And you must have gotten contamination in there.
And I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to get this out of the house? Like, it is horrifying, but that was the last time that I tried to make pickles. I think the bottom line is I didn't add enough salt. The end.
I don't think I'm going to eat anything pickled ever again.
I love pickled
food. Oh, no, pickled stuff is good. Does anybody like sauerkraut?
Yeah, like real sauerkraut. Yeah.
Real, exactly. Not the crappy jarred stuff at the store. It's got to be like raw.
Off a hot dog stand?
Fresh.
Or is that?
I don't know.
That's probably packaged.
Yeah, I assume that is.
But
yeah,
you know what? Right. You know,
it's Chris, very fresh tasting.
Chris Hassel, you probably have a lot of green markets up near you.
We do in our liberal area.
And you probably have the pickle people type of thing where it's like, no, I love it. Well, we have
pickled people.
No, here we have the pickle people. And they have like horseradish pickles and hot and jalapeno pickles. And
all right.
It's crazy. And they make sauerkraut. And it's pretty good price. Like for a quart of it, it's about $6. But it's good. I'm surprised you're not more into that.
Pickles.
I'll stick to macaroni and cheese.
And my dill pickle slices for the hamburgers, but that's about it.
Yeah, but you can get these ones that are fresh and make your own pickles. I mean, make your own slices.
You know what I'd rather make? I'd rather make beef jerky. You know, I want to get a meat dehydrator.
Yeah, it's easy to do. Okay. I've done that before. You can actually do it with your oven.
With the oven?
Yeah, you just keep it. You have to keep it at like 200 degrees.
Yeah, for how long though?
Probably about 4 hours.
Is that it? I thought it had to be longer.
There's different recipes and everything, but you can get a food dehydrator for almost nothing. Mm-hmm. See, this is a lot like No Agenda Show.com. No, because you know John starts talking about wine and like they're talking about this and talking about that, but. Little House on the Prairie, it really opens my eyes up to all these homemade foods that we don't do anymore. Mm. And how would she know that those were her jelly jars?
Well, she says, wasn't that your jelly jars from last summer or something?
Yeah, but it's like, how do you know? They're just jars.
Oh, because it says Welch's on it.
Welch's. I'm still waiting to catch up to the episode with Colonel Sanders.
They're probably... you know, standard Bell canning jars, just like everybody had. So I don't know how she would determine.
It's just,
it was for the line. I mean, so they could have that interaction.
Oh, Caroline.
I have to be snotty to you again.
Oh, Harris. So, okay, what do you think should be next?
So, well, I just, the through line here is how Carrie is just discarded by everybody. And there's a couple of clips I want to play because Carrie has more dialogue than usual in here. And I could swear there were instances where she speaks and is articulate. And then there's examples where she's back to her normal We'd Love Carrie self where she's like, I do it in front of the lady.
Like when she talks to the dog.
Well, we may be looking at whether she's being played by Lindsay or Sydney in the scene.
Right. So, I mean, but.
So I don't know who is them, the. Yeah.
If one of them is really articulate, why would you ever use the inarticulate?
You have to. Legally, you can't. They can't work like a certain amount of hours.
So, you know, Pa takes Carrie from Caroline, who's still waiting for her pickles to be judged. Pa pawns Carrie off on Laura. Then Laura ditches Carrie at the carousel. I don't know if you want to play that clip. Clip 12?
Yeah. And Pa wants nothing to do with Carrie.
No, not at all. And when Laura takes Carrie from Pa, Carrie wants to go to the carousel, she literally yanks her. Like, come on, Carrie. Ugh.
Yeah.
But this is a little bit right after that.
All right, here we go.
Hey, come on over, folks. Come on over and ride my car yourself. It goes round and round. It's only a jingle. Big and little, all of you. Come on over and ride the car yourself.
Oh, my, Carrie, look at that line. You're going to have to wait an awful long time for a ride. You sure you still want to stay?
I'm sure.
All right.
That means the balloon show's going to start soon. Wouldn't you rather see that?
No.
I'll tell you what. You stay here. I'll be back in a minute. I just want to see the balloon go up. Okay, now you wait here. Promise?
All right.
Mr. didn't leave me.
Mr.
What? And that was it. At least you didn't leave me.
Oh, okay. All right. We had to have a little transition.
Yeah. And it only makes sense after hearing it again. It's like, wah, 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 and then the dog leaves her.
Yeah. And even now, Bandit had his own story in this episode.
Bandit.
He gets some
Bandit
action.
Got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Can I say something about this fair? So this fair looks like blocks long, and it's packed to the gills with people. You could not find anybody in this thing. And yet, Ma and Pa are just like, all right, girls, you go run around and we'll meet up later.
Right. Like, we would never do this with our children now.
Not now. No way. Like, no
I
way.
I remember in the very beginning, Ma says to them, I want you two to spend as least time together as possible. And it's like, gladly, or something like that. It's like, what? What about the buddy system?
Just the way that they let these kids run around. And then, like, the dog disappears at a point, and they easily find the dog. I mean, there's no way.
What are you bringing the dog for? Like, you can't leave the dog at home?
Jeez. All right, so Laura wants to go see the balloon go up, and here is my favorite music cue in the world. If I could rip this thing, yeah. I would have it as my phone ring for my wife or something.
I don't believe you. But here we go.
But I just love this cue.
Mary, tell Ma and Pa I'm gonna be a little late, all right? You shouldn't be going. But have a nice ride.
This reminds me a lot of Willy Wonka type of music.
It's generic carnival music, symphonic.
I was thinking this is music that accompanies my LSD trips.
Commercials. Yeah. So, I thought that the balloon was a nice addition to this episode.
And production value.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're not, like, stuck in that little house. And
you could tell it was a modern balloon. Did you see the call numbers on it? It was pretty prominent in the
I didn't actually.
Last scenes, yeah.
Guess they had to. So, yeah, basically, Carrie never gets onto the carousel.
She does not. So, Can we just play this one clip, which is Carrie's longest sentence, and she can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really kind of like...
Somebody translate what she says.
Come on over and ride the carousel. Hey,
Carrie, why are you way back here?
I got up to the gate, and the man said 5 cents, please, and I didn't have no money, so he sent me way back here.
Oh, my God. Wait, I got to hear that again.
I got that she didn't have money, and he sent her way back there.
But it's
so
like
she got booted from the line because she didn't have a phone.
Carrie, why are you way back here?
I got up to the gate, and the man said 5 cents, please, and I didn't have no money, so he sent me way back here.
Well, where's Bandit?
Bandit went off with another dog.
Oh, no, we gotta meet Ma and Pa.
And we'll easily find them in this crowd.
Right.
Yeah. There's only like 800
now, that was a whole
people.
Production there.
It really was. I mean,
I'm wondering if they were filming something else as well, because I mean, you could tell it was. I mean, that was more than you would put on for just one TV episode of one show. They had to be. I don't know.
Reminded me of the only other carnival thing that I can think of that would be kind of low budget, and that's Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band movie. which
shut up, I like that movie.
That's I know you do, but I mean, it's just I can imagine that this being the same set.
that county fair is actually still held. Redwood County Fair. It just ended last week.
Wow. I would go to that.
Redwood they have the County, same Minnesota.
Fire truck.
So let's play Mary Landing.
Right where she's been up in the balloon with Cass.
Yeah, yeah.
And she lands and she's just orgasming about her ride.
You went up without asking our permission.
I know, but I was helping Cass, and before I knew what was happening, there I was in the basket. Besides, you didn't say no, and I didn't know where you were, so I could ask you.
Well, I should think that common sense would have stopped you from going.
Now, when Cass gets out of the balloon, did you guys notice how Ma is, like, holding back her laughter at him?
Yes.
Yeah, and I was wondering that they didn't, like, does Ma find him to be, like, such a loser, or...
Yes.
I didn't know if that was an outtake or something.
They just see through the showmanship.
Yeah, you know, it's like
obviously he hops out of the balloon.
Yeah, he does. He does a nice
kind of tosses his cape a little bit as he does so, and even Pa is smirking. If you see, Pa is smirking at it.
Yeah, and he's got the big shiny blue blouse on.
But then they let Mary go out with this guy again. Like, okay, you can hang out with my girl.
Yeah, so...
Cass has been up there thousands of times, and he's never
had... It's all my doing, sir. The young lady's not to blame. Allow me to introduce myself. Cassius McRae, sir, at your service.
Mr. McRae, do you do this very often? I mean, take young ladies up without asking their parents?
You know who could wear that outfit really well is Donny Osmond. He really could.
There you go. It's very 70s. Oh,
it is.
Well, that never crossed my mind.
Oh, it's wonderful, Pa. So quiet up there and so beautiful. I could see farm after farm and everything was so tiny.
All right, I suppose there's no harm done. I should thank you, Mr. McRae, for giving my daughter such a treat.
It's my pleasure. I would like her to assist for the rest of the day. With your permission?
Oh, Pa, may I?
All right, but no more balloon rides.
Thank you, Pa. Thank you, Ma. Well... I've got to get to the pickle judging.
We'll all go. Win or lose, I want to eat those pickles. We'll see you later.
Bye. Okay,
and no balloon rides.
Yes, sir.
Bye, Mary.
Bye, Laura. Well.
Win or lose, I want to eat those pickles because there's nothing else we can afford to eat. We're at the Ingles. We have no money.
Except this money we're tossing around at this fair.
And, you know, this fair does look kind of lame. I mean, you know... There's really no food for sale, it seems, except for those candy apples.
The candy apples, and I assume popcorn. Whoever loses the pickles, and there's cakes there.
They would have had roasted corn. They would have had... Sure. They probably would have had some type of fried something, dough, like fritters.
This is a TV budget.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, you know, it's a Little House in the Prairie. In their fourth... towards the middle of their fourth season. Probably one of the highest rated shows. Who aired this? CBS?
NBC? No, NBC.
NBC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scavengers.
So yeah,
it's a top show
for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the episode is Carrie, I think they just leave Carrie there. Everybody goes off in their own direction and they just leave Carrie there, like Home Alone. Only in the middle of the fair.
Yeah, it's like, you stay right here. Like, how old is Carrie? Like, 6?
Carrie, you don't need to have fun. You just stay right here.
So she takes a nap into the vessel balloon. Of the hot air balloon. And
Patrick, who's been, like, just seething jealousy at Cass's absconding with Mary.
Buying him sodas and ice cream.
Really?
We've yet to see one of each at all.
Patrick being emasculated.
Yeah.
He takes out his axe and cuts the balloon loose, not realizing Carrie's in it until, like, suddenly Carrie's awake and waving.
It's the best thing in the world when she pops up.
And my, you know, that cue comes in again. I just love how they keep using this music. And it's just so surreal, like, with Carrie floating away and waving and that music is playing. I was just like, oh, that's awesome.
If you notice... When they're chasing the balloon, if you look in the grass, you can see the truck tire print. I mean, you can't avoid it, but it's just, it's kind of interesting to see. You see two, like trucks, like they're basically like the two double wheels.
Where the camera is, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, basically the camera truck.
The shot where Patrick is dangling from the balloon, you know, you can tell that's not a real balloon.
And it's totally not Patrick. It was a stuntman.
I wonder if that was Carrie in the basket, though. as much as it's probably a crane, I'm just wondering if they would have gotten her up there. And also, like, they didn't make that as exciting as they should have. Like, there was no music playing. It was just kind of, like, dead air. It was just, you know, I thought it was a, you know, it could have been a nice, nifty little action thing. Yeah,
it was a simple save. It was kind of like spraying the fire out and it goes out.
And I wanted to ask you guys about that. Does that make sense? Pa says to this old-timey fire truck that's chasing the balloon, "That's a hot air balloon. If you just put the fire out, put the water on that fire, it'll come down. But won't that crash it?"
No, not immediately.
No, it won't. It'll just float down.
I thought that was
fairly realistic.
One thing that I think that would have looked nice, it would have been more expensive, of course, is that after a crash and everybody was like hugging, if the balloon itself were slowly falling behind everyone, would have looked kind of cool, you know.
I don't know if you want to play the Q22, just so this is as Carrie is being saved. She's being lowered. I just love this clip.
Carrie, honey, are you all right?
Sure, I'm fine.
She's all right. Did you have us scared?
That was fun, Mom.
She's all right.
I may as well let this play through.
Yep.
It's all my fault.
Your fault?
Yeah, I cut the ropes on the balloon. I didn't know she was in there.
You cut them? What for?
I would clock that kid. So, like, I thought I'd cut him and make you lose your livelihood. Sorry. Think about what he's doing. I mean, one of these balloons must cost at this time hundreds of dollars, I would guess. And what you're going to do is destroy this guy's livelihood because he took this girl away from you. Kidding me.
Well, I was mad.
Jealous.
I'm sorry.
Sorry wouldn't have patched that balloon if you'd have torn it. It's lucky for you it's all right, or I'd have had your skin for it.
Yeah.
He risked his life to save it.
No, he wasn't trying to save the balloon. He's trying to be a hero.
And all you care about is your balloon. Well, you just go to your balloon and leave us alone. Come on.
Mary's way out of line. She's way out of line. She's off base. She's crazy.
Can I give you guys just... I just wanted to check what Patrick has been doing. First of all, he's dead. He died at age 39. Oh, that's so sad.
Aww.
He was in an episode of The Odd Couple, which I know backwards and forwards, and I cannot picture who he was. Lots of TV. He was in the movie, this teen sex comedy Homework.
Oh, I remember that. Wah, wah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, Cass is still alive. He's 69 years old.
I saw that.
Oh, jeez, really?
He became a soap opera actor.
Yeah, I mean, he's still doing... Well, as of 2014, he was still doing stuff.
Well, one thing. I don't think he's making a very good living at this, but
yeah.
I've always wondered about these people that have like a gig every 3 years sort of thing. I'm like, what do they do in the meantime?
What else do you do?
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to hear who's been working almost nonstop since this episode?
Who?
The guy who did the shell game.
Really? Steve Easton?
Yes.
Oh, wow, look at that.
He was a really good... He did have the shtick down on the shell game, but I just thought he was a real shell game guy. But hey, this guy is like... Wow.
Oh, he's scary looking.
Yes.
He was an episode of Wings.
He was in Con Air.
He looks like he's going to make me an offer that I can't refuse.
Damn shell game.
That's too funny.
But all right, guys. Well, thank you very much for getting together tonight. That was a very good episode.
So did we like this episode? Is this rank as one of our... I was hoping
I thought
for
it was great.
I thought this was a good one because his action, there's... You get off of the regular sets.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, you know, I like the more drama-y episodes. I know that there was Carrie being floating away, but I just kind of missed the...
A little bit of contrived drama.
Yeah, I miss Albert.
Albert.
Yeah, this is pre-Albert. So
I'm just kidding.
Actually, we just had Andy Garvey introduced just a couple of weeks ago, I think.
And
something
that's his
like
brother,
that.
Right?
In season four, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The real-life brother.
In real-life brother, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's the story with that? Like, they don't look anything alike.
They're adopted.
Yeah. Oh, they are adopted. Okay. Uh-huh. Wow, okay.
Yeah, this was a very... The producers, the writers, they had a very strong belief in the family and in giving children homes. And so Melissa Gilbert's sister, that was on Roseanne?
Yeah.
She's adopted.
I know who you're talking about.
Jonathan Gilbert, her brother who played Willie, he's adopted.
I did not know that.
So no. There's a lot of adopted siblings on this show.
But how do you pronounce Albert's real last name? Laberto?
Laberto? That's I would have said Toe.
Laberto, I believe.
You know, he's also... I read this somewhere that he's, like, mildly autistic.
What?
Yeah, like, he had all these issues as a young kid, and he kind of overcame them. And that's pretty incredible.
That is.
But, he does a lot of voiceover work still. But
yes.
He does?
Yeah, but he doesn't really do any acting or whatever. I mean, the last thing I remember him even being in was maybe Adventure.
Deadly Friend?
Deadly, yes.
Well, there was Whiz Kids, which was great. But, I mean, there was also, what was the Amazing Stories he did an episode of?
Did he really?
I think he was in one of them, yeah.
Yeah, he built an antenna that did something.
Oh, wow, that's right.
I don't remember. But anyway, so I always liked him as an actor, even when I was a kid. But and Patrick was in, you know, he was the infamous jock in Heathers, who was killed.
Yes. And Patrick was also in many seasons of JAG.
Yes, that's
JAG.
Right.
Actually, you know what I was watching that he was in? It was kind of funny. Just the other night, Betsy and I put it on Summer School.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was in
really?
That. Yeah.
I haven't seen Summer School in, like, forever.
It's a goofy movie, but, you know, of course, it's funny. You know. But, all right, guys. Well, thank you very much for getting together this evening. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. And until then, just keep your pies warm and your boots dry. I don't know.